The secret ingredient to KFC is survivor's guilt. That would be like there's other chickens and they're frying and they're crying the whole time. I'm sorry, Steve. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Steve. Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Two Geeks and a Noob podcast with your host, Superbeard Vince Hoover, and his co-host, Jason Q. Perez and Denise Jackson. A podcast for the indoctrinated nerd, the casual fan, and everyone in between. Now, on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second part of episode 12 of the Two Geeks and a Noob podcast. And as we get ready to play an online version of Cards Against Humanity and have a whole lot of questionable fun, make sure you hit like and subscribe, comment down below your favorite parts of this game, and let us know what you think. Hit the notification bell so you know when more videos are coming. But who's ready to play a game?
Yeah.
All right. Getting a little bit of a late start, it's fine. So for everybody in the audience, who's ever played Cards Against Humanity? Because that's what we're doing today. We're going to be playing Cards Against Humanity. Time to switch to game time. Boop. Yay, game time. Start the game. So for those unaware, Cards Against Humanity is you're going to get a card with a prompt on it. Like, say, for instance, like the card we got up now, true love is finding someone who enjoys blank. Now, each person will try to pick the funniest response they can, and I promise you, most of them are going to be really, really dirty. And that's the fun of the game. It's why it's called Card Against Humanity. This is from allbad.cards. It's an online version of the game. Everybody can go check it out. Allbad.cards. And we're going to get ready to start the first round. Is everybody ready to play? Denise, can you let the... We have two other friends, Joey and Rochelle, joining in on the game. They want to be on Zoom. Is your camera up now?
It is.
Yay, there you are.
Hello.
Yay.
Right.
Carol. So Denise, you let them know that we're ready to play? Nelson has the bigger blacker box at home. Yes. There are a bunch of the way, if you do play it at home, there are a bunch of expansion packs for Cards Against Humanity, including a nerd pack, a geek pack, a sports pack, a sci-fi pack, a Lord of the Rings pack, a Marvel pack. There's all kinds of packs to add on to the bigger blacker box. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Those also happen to exist here in the All Bad Cards. So as soon as I hear from Denise that everybody is ready, we will get going. Sorry your computer crashed, Q.
Hey, this thing is ancient. It's all right, but I'm back.
Yep. I think Denise actually had to leave the room to go let them know. Mm. Normally she would have come back on by now. Yeah, there's some new packs too, Nelson. So Cards Against Humanity is always trying to update their stuff. And the same thing happens here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we're good.
Everybody good?
Yes.
So I will be the card queen first. So I will be judging, and I will be starting the round right now. True love is finding somebody who enjoys blank. Choose your cards now.
I don't have that on my screen.
You might have to refresh the page, guys.
Okay.
It does say everybody is idle, so...
Oh, that's a relief.
Yeah. By the way, when it is your turn to judge, you will be reading the cards and the answers. I will read for Joey and Rochelle, but everybody else will be reading their own judging cards. So make sure you got your best game show voice on, and let's get to it.
Cool beans.
True love is finding someone. You might want to tell Rochelle she might need to refresh her page, Denise. Oh, nope, she's in. Just waiting on Q. Which also, by the way, guys, quick note, with this game online, if for some reason all your cards suck, at the very bottom there is a button that says My Cards Suck. It will pick one at random and then shuffle you in all new cards for the next round. So keep that in mind. If none of your cards work, you can do that. Okay, so true love is finding somebody who enjoys Batman's rubber nipples. Joel Schumacher callback. True love is finding someone who enjoys both of our dicks. True love is finding someone who enjoys overusing our... It's a little callback, Denise. True love is finding someone who enjoys a sexual harassment seminar.
Cagliostro.
Yes, Cagliostro. True love is finding somebody who enjoys pottery classes. All right, somebody tried really hard on the last one. All right, let's see. We got Batman's rubber nipples, both our dicks, overusing R, sexual harassment seminar, and pottery classes. I gotta go with Batman's rubber nipples. I do. I got to.
Poodoo.
And Joey wins that one. So let's start the next round. And Rochelle is the judge, so I'll be reading for her. Conspiracy theorists think blank was the real reason Kurt Cobain died. Oh, God. Which, by the way, the grammar is awful. Kurt Cobain's died.
Cobain's?
Okay. Sorry. Okay. You're good. I gotta... Conspiracy theorists think... Okay, I don't have any great ones. We'll just go with this. We'll see how this goes.
Neither do I.
That is the downside, is sometimes you just gotta, you gotta throw a random one out there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to change. I didn't want to trade in my cards just yet. I'm gonna see what else I might be able to come up with here. Denise, are you still with us? I hope I didn't lose you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Conspiracy theorists think. No, don't slow down. Conspiracy theory things that fake orgasm so you can go to sleep was a real reason. The conspiracy theory clown porn. I can't. Okay, I'll not done. Denise.
That's right.
Denise. Joey, you hush. I hear you in the background.
I win.
You tell her to slow down. This is not a quickie. All right, Lily, you're up.
Oh my God.
So you're reading, so I'm gonna. I'm all red in the face now. I'm trying to keep up.
Go ahead. Make blank.
Oh, that one doesn't quite fit. Damn it. It's a good one, but it doesn't really. All right, I'm going with this one. Had a better car, but it didn't fit grammatically, and my wordsmith self will not allow me to put incorrect grammar in there.
Oh, finally it worked.
Everybody in chat, do not click on that link. I do not know what that is. In fact, I will be blocking that person now.
Yes.
I can figure out how. All right. I think I got him.
All right. Go ahead. Make an Audi pussy. Make a rampant colonoscopy addiction. Okay. Go ahead. Make my new sex dungeon. Go ahead. Make Dustin Diamond's sex tape.
Preach.
Go ahead. Make a nice tight.
Phalanx.
Thank you. Phalanx formation. My brain did a.
All right, so what are you going to go with?
Dustin Diamond sex tape. Joey's crushing it.
Yeah. We are playing till 7. First to 7 wins. It could very well be Joey here in the next 5 minutes. So we'll see how this goes. Oh, no, he can't win this round because he's the judge. Ha, ha, ha. Got you. You bastard. All right. Can't win this one because you're the judge. All right. This probably looks really weird on camera because I'm actually playing on another computer over here. The customer is always. All right, that'll be fine. I'll go with that one. I ain't gonna win, but I might have to change out my cards. They're not working. Tell Joey to go slow so I can read these. All right, the customer is always my boss. That's factually accurate. At least they think they are. The customer is always watching it for the plot. Wow, we really threw out some bangers this round. The customer is always a gay punk band called Manhole. That's funny. That's funny. All right, the customer is always a face pimple that's actually a spider's nest.
Oof.
Ugh.
Terrifying.
Yes. Yeah, it's nightmare fuel.
Do y'all remember that book? I forgot what it was, but it was actually a kid book.
Yeah, it wasn't it wasn't Goosebumps. It was one of the like are you really dark
like R.L. Stine or something?
Yeah.
I think it was
Shel Silverstein.
No, it was R.L. Stine was a Goosebumps. But
oh yeah.
The customer is always wasting your invincibility by falling off screen like an asshole. Video gamer friends. Yeah, no, I think it was actually one of the Are You Afraid of the Dark ones. Or Scary Stories Told in the Dark, something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so which one is he picking? He can pick. I'm not rereading them. Customer's always my boss. Customer's always watching for the plot. Customer's always a gay punk band called Manhole. Customer's always a face pimple. Okay, good. He finally picked one. All right, Q. Yay, Q is on the board.
Okay.
Woot, woot.
Okay, hold on.
Q is wait on the board. All right, next round starting now. Denise, okay. You are the judge. Or the card queen, as this game calls it.
Hulk blank. The Hulk.
Awfully fitting. Okay, this one probably doesn't make sense, but I think it's funny, so I don't care what anybody else says.
Yeah, I'm going for the one worder that makes sense.
I won this round, whether I won this round or not. I'm just going to let you know that. Mine is hilarious.
Again, with what
you would like. What did I play last time?
Hulk, birthday butt sex, the Hulk. Hulk, watermelon, the Hulk. Hulk, sudden awareness, your penis looks like Snoke, the Hulk. Hulk, circle jerking around a melted ice cream cake, the Hulk. Or Hulk, a shamrock shake, the Hulk. That's fun.
Damn it. Shamrock Shake was the true winner there.
Yeah.
All right, Q, you are the judge, sir.
Okay. Not really sure what that means, but
you can also, by the way, for all the judges out there, you can skip the card. If you don't like the card, the prompt you get, you can't skip it. There is next to the start the round button, there is a skip. So you can go to a better one if you like it.
All right.
So keep that in mind as well. Yes, Nelson, that was a terrible hand all around, except for Shamrock Shake. Because Shamrock Shake was perfection. All right, go ahead and read it, Q.
Okay, the number one rule of the Living Dead Survival Guide is, in times of trouble, always have... blank.
For those not in the know, that is a reference to Beetlejuice. That is the book, The Living Dead Survival Guide. It's actually not that. That's not the title of it, though. So it might actually be something else, but.
It's like recently deceased.
Yeah, it's like.
The handbook of the recently deceased.
Something like that, yeah. See, it was a great joke, Nelson, and now you want a shamrock shake. It was double duty. All right, Q, go ahead and read off the answers.
Cards. Show me the cards.
Thank you. Jesus.
Okay. The number one rule of the Living Dead Survival Guide is, in times of trouble, always have remote-controlled flying murder bots. Always have a throbbing, veiny member. Always have three-quarters penetration.
Oh, my God.
Those two go together.
That's a very underachieving. I'm not going to accept that at all. Okay. Next. Come on. All right, I keep pushing next, and that's all I got. Three-quarters penetration.
Sexy Muppets and mental masturbation.
Hit refresh. Okay. You might be a little frozen there.
Oh, okay. Sexy Muppets. Mental menstruation.
The last four kind of all go together, actually.
Okay.
What do you choose, sir? What is your choice? Three-quarters. Damn it!
Yeah, I know I said it wasn't, but you know what? I'm going to go with that one. Really three-quarters penetration, because it was only funny enough.
Disappointed.
We just laughed. It ended up being really funny. So
I really thought.
That's underachieving, but it's fine.
All right, I'm the judge this time. I am the card queen. So blank is the best medicine.
Okay.
The sad part is Joey's not that funny in real life. I don't understand how he's winning. Sick burn. Sounds like a Comic-Con after party. I hope not. I'm invited to one for New York Comic-Con. I really hope it's not like that. Oh, Q, you didn't get to hear, but I do have an interview lined up with John Cena at New York Comic-Con this year.
So. Nice. How much time do you have?
I don't know that yet. Probably about 15 minutes.
That's cool. That's enough. That's more than enough.
That's more than enough. Yeah. It'll just be nice to see him again, too. He's such a wonderful human being. All right. Is everybody in? Waiting on Q. Is your card in, Q?
It's trying to. Okay. You're good. Jesus, man.
Puking at a high school reunion is the best medicine. Wanting to hit somebody so bad is the best medicine. No, actually following through is the best medicine. A third nipple is the best medicine. Cocaine is the best medicine.
Well,
if it's 1868, sex in the back of a land speeder is the best medicine.
Wow.
All right. Puking at a high school reunion, wanting to hit somebody so bad, a third nipple, cocaine, or sex in a... Oh, God, I don't want to pick Joey's. I'm going to go with this one.
Duh, principles, yay! Man. Come on.
Hey, Lily's on the board.
Hey, Lily's finally! On the board.
Finally.
All right. Denise, please tell Rochelle to read these slowly so that I can actually read them. When humans aren't around, zombies secretly enjoy. Okay. Yeah, this one's vaguely funny. Probably won't win. Might be time to switch my cards out, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give it one more round. Okay, when humans aren't around, zombies secretly enjoy poorly lit dick pits. Dick pics. Hard-boiled egg farts. Zombies secretly enjoy an affected southern accent. The man with a kaleidoscope ass.
The Beatles man reference. With the kaleidoscope.
Butt stuff. All right, let's see what she goes with. Not being able to hear Rochelle and not hearing her laugh, I don't know which one she's going to go with. Oh, hey, I won! Oh, wait.
That's...
Wait. Yay. All right. Lily, you are the judge. While she's looking at that, current scores are 4 for Joey, 1 for me, 1 for Lily, 1 for Q, none for Rochelle, none for Denise. Joey's only 3 cards away. You may start the round.
Yep. You want something, lady? How about blank?
Actually, I had one that works. I didn't have to get rid of my cards. Oh, excuse me.
Show me the cards. You want something, lady?
Whoa. They just all flew up on my screen at once. That was weird. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
You good?
Yeah, it was just really weird.
Can I read now?
Yes.
You want something, lady? How about an all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet? How about miles and miles of foreskin? How about a doll that you can fuck? How about stretching it until it fits? How about standing at full attention?
Hey, Denise is
I'm on the board.
All right. All right.
All right, Joey is the judge. He is the card queen, which means he cannot win this hand, so already it is a victory for everyone.
Woohoo!
It was an unusual birthday. Instead of candles on her cake, she had to blow out. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not a perverted one, but it's damn funny. And also too real.
Okay.
I'm probably not going to win this one, but I think...
Oh my God, did you...
It wasn't my unusual birthday. Instead of candles on her cake, she had to blow out inevitable disappointment. She had to blow out the stranger. She had to blow out Satan himself. She had to blow out the aggregate level of brownness. And she had to blow out a great many things. Somebody had a throwaway card. Satan himself wins it. So Lily. Lily gets the point.
Wow. Yay!
Mine was the inevitable disappointment. Too real! Denise, you are the judge this time.
You want to get together this weekend and use that Groupon I got for blank?
Ooh, I got a couple ones. Oh, yeah, I'll go with this one.
My cards suck.
Well, as always, there's the My Cards Suck button.
Well, that was to say I am pressing the My Cards Suck button.
Brought to you by All Bad Cards, the My Cards Suck button. Order now. I don't know what I'm doing. filling dead air. That's what I'm doing.
You want to get together this weekend and use that Groupon I got for a sex rodeo? No, how about nocturnal feral cats running around Disneyland?
That's real.
What about dueling banjos? What about a BDSM dentist?
Duh.
What's that?
Ooh. BDSM, you know, like chains and whips and tying people up. And...
Oh, okay.
Little Shop of Horrors, kind of.
The revelation that JFK actually shot himself. What? Which one?
That's all I want to know is which one is mine.
Now I want to do that one just because.
Hey, Rochelle is on the board. No, Nelson, pressing My Card Sucks does not pressing that button does not take away points. It just throws a random card out of your hand up so you don't know what you put up, and then it gives you all new cards for your next round. So I've actually won by having the random card go up, so it could work in your favor, but it's usually going to mean like I'm definitely not winning this round because I don't have any cards that work anyways. I just got to throw a random card up, and then it'll give me all new cards. All right, Q.
All right. It's fun. I'm telling. I don't know what it is. I keep pressing the button.
All right. I'll let you read the card while I try to figure out what I want to put here. Yep. Now I'm going to go for my card. Suck,
okay. The ghost of blank is haunting my toilet.
Moaning Myrtle.
Ghost of blank is haunting my toilet. Okay. The ghost of the realization that 2020 was actually the best year of your life is haunting my toilet. The ghost of getting high and playing video games is haunting my toilet. Come on, next. The ghost of fat veins is haunting my toilet. The ghost of some Old Testament shit is haunting my toilet.
Fitting.
The ghost of you know what is haunting my toilet. All right. I don't know. I liked some Old Testament shit.
Yeah, that's pretty fitting. Denise gets another point. Nelson, that is a good house rule to throw in. Like, so if people have really crappy cards, instead of them just not getting to play that round or losing points, you can just have them like take a random card without looking and throw it in, and then they can just put all the rest of them in and get new cards. All right, I am the judge. Here's a little Pulp Fiction for you. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by blank. Give me your best Samuel L. Jackson card. Not copyright. Nope, not doing it. I don't want to get smacked on the wrist by YouTube or Twitch. All right, show me the cards. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by some demons in my semen. Social distancing. Breaking the law. Getting drowned alive in molten chocolate. Big dick fantasies. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by some demons in my semen.
Yes, thank
when
you.
When it rhymes, it wins. That didn't rhyme. That didn't work. When it rhymes, it wins. All right, Rochelle is the card queen. Yeah, Nelson, you can do that way too, where you put all your cards face down and let the cards are pick blind pick one. That's a good way to do it too for the house rule. I think it makes the game more interesting. In the newest crossover event, they finally killed off. Oh, I gotta pick a card.
Shh.
Crap. How's it? Like, I just got rid of all of my bad cards, and now I've got... Oh. Ugh. Crappy cards once again. I'm never gonna win if I keep getting dealt this shit. In the newest crossover event, they finally killed off a win-win. They finally killed off an outboard vasectomy override valve. They finally killed off tipsy bitches. They finally killed off everything west of the Mississippi. No! They finally killed off you fucking maggots. Little Full Metal Jacket thrown in there. Yeah, you fucking... Yeah. Lily!
Proud of that one.
That was a good one.
Yeah. While Lily's getting ready to start, let me read off the scores real quick. Joey is still at 4. Lily's at 3. Denise is at 2. Q is at 2. I am at 1. Rochelle is at 1. Go ahead, Lily.
Once you start down the dark path forever, will it dominate blank? Master Yoda. put the emphasis on the wrong word there. I'm going to read it again while you're picking.
Go for it.
Once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate blank.
Once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate.
Thank you.
Welcome, you are. Yoda. Yo, yo, yo.
Show me the cards.
Yoda. Okay.
Once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate, oiling it up and sliding it in between the back.
Oh my god.
My golly G spot. The derriere. War profiteering. What happened? Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of throwing them around. It's kind of weird.
Corpse farts. I don't think I've read that one.
My golly G spot won that one. Wow.
Come on.
How did that beat out? I mean, hell, even
no,
Mike...
I know.
You actually picked the worst card.
Think so?
At least War Profiteering. War Profiteering is kind of like Star Wars. All right. Okay. Who is the host? Joey is the host, so I got to read it. The Rock's evil counterpart, Wayne the Blank Ronson.
Yes.
I'm going to go with this one. Throw a little Queen reference in there. Why not? Yeah, Nelson, someone did get gun shy.
My cards suck. I'm not
picking Lily picking the... The Rock's evil counterpart, Wayne Fat Bottom Girls Ronson. The Rock's evil counterpart, Wayne tying your dick in a knot, Ronson. Rock's evil counterpart, Wayne, a baby forced to sleep in a mechanical closet, Ronson.
Whoa.
Wayne, my limited experience, Ronson. Wayne, spiked beads and a soft ass, Ronson. Ow. Mm. Mm. Pineapples! 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 The winner is Wayne tying your dick in a knot, Ronson. Q wins that round. Although I gotta say, tying your dick in a knot, tying your dick in a knot is not a good wrestling name. It doesn't really work.
Heading to the ring. Dick twist.
Heading to the ring now. Tying your dick in a knot. Weighing in at 265 pounds. Okay. Denise.
Who knew blank could be so fun?
Oh, this one's so bad it's good. Better win.
Manifest.
Yeah, this is where you want to put all your energy.
Yeah.
Winning is so important.
Who knew a 48-hour porn film binge could be so fun? Who knew? Cobra Commander's crippling speech impediment. You do that, Vince. You probably are really good at that.
Who knew? Cobra Commander's crippling speech impediment.
See?
honestly, it's the first time I've ever done his voice, and it actually worked out.
Extreme TSA pat-downs and a woman's self-touch could be so fun. Screen doors on a submarine.
Good cards.
That's an old joke, but man, that actually is funny. Cobra
Commander. Because you did it so well.
Beach impoundment. I wish that was my card.
Ah, yes.
But Q got it.
Awesome.
Q got it. All Q, right. You are the judge. Before you read your card, let's get the scores one more time. Joey's at 5, Q's at 4, Lily's at 3, Denise is at 2, I am at 1, Rochelle is at 1. It is just proof that nobody knows comedy and that I am being ignored. Let's go.
And go. It's called the Defense Department, but we know it's all really about.
I've got friends in the Defense Department. Ah. Well, perks of living near DC. I have friends that work in the Defense Department.
I used to be in the Army. That was what we dealt with in the Defense Department. So
technically, I would work for a contractor who worked for the Defense Department.
You sure did.
It's called the Defense Department, but we all know what it's really about. It's called the Defense Department, but we know it's all really about going out whoring.
If it had said the it's Army, all, that'd make more sense.
It's all really about the pants shitting terror of Chernabog.
Chernabog.
Chernabog. Yeah, I don't know.
It's some Disney thing. I have no idea.
The 100 and Dalmatian prequel, where it's 9 hours of dog banging. It's really about putting my dick in it.
It skipped one card.
Okay, let me look on my...
Drinking your own piss to survive.
Okay, yep. Okay.
Oh, excuse me. These incredible Raise energy drinks are making me burp.
Going out whoring. It's really all about going out whoring.
Lily won.
Yeah. I got friends in the Navy too.
She's almost. Well, then you know. Hey, I'm the card queen. The secret ingredient at KFC is. Oh, this ought to be good. Especially since KFC sucks.
Oh my gosh.
Hot takes. Hot takes. KFC sucks. Eleven herbs of shit. The secret ingredient of KFC is. Maybe I should sing the cards. Why does my phone keep going off? Oh, nothing important. Okay, show me the cards. The secret ingredient to KFC is small dick. The secret ingredient to KFC is frantically trying to finish before your parents get home. The secret ingredient to KFC is survivor's guilt. That would be like there's other chickens in there frying and they're crying the whole time. I'm sorry, Steve.
Oh my God.
The secret ingredient of KFC is a quick ball washing. Must be a golf term. No, I'm kidding. The secret ingredient of KFC is stretch marks. Oh, too real.
What do y'all have against stretch marks?
No, I'm just saying if you eat a bunch of KFC, it's just real.
It's real.
That's the end result anyways. I got to go with survivor's guilt just because that's too funny.
Yay.
All right.
Denise. All right, Rochelle is the card shark. I'm sorry, Steve. I'm so sorry.
Oh my
you
God.
You smell good though. You smell good. Okay.
It makes me think of Dimitri Martin when he's like, it's like a tree holding a tree house and you're holding your dead friend.
Yep. 10 sex positions for blank. Number 7 is still illegal in Alabama.
So bad. All right, y'all. I'm going to be gone for like 5 minutes. The stream has gone on a little bit longer than I thought it would. So your girl needs a bathroom break.
Oh, no. You go ahead. You didn't have to tell us. You just said I'll be back in 5. Now we all know you're going to go pee.
Okay, I don't know what happened.
We are going a little bit long, but that's all right. We will be okay today. We're having fun. Joey is only two cards away from winning. Lily is three. Q is three. Denise is four cards away. I don't have a shot. Neither does Rochelle. Did yours freeze up again, Q?
Yeah, I tried. I did my card suck, and then it froze, and I'm trying to go back in and out of the game and refresh and still stuck.
Well, we're going to give Lily a little bit of time anyways. So just go ahead and keep trying to refresh it. Get your card in there. Denise, how you doing on your end? Everything still good? Oh, we lost Denise too. She might have taken the same bathroom break.
All right. This is what I got.
Okay.
So I got absolutely nothing. Refreshing. It still takes me right back there.
All right. Try
so
closing it out completely and trying to come back into the game.
So here I am back in.
This is the fun of technology, people. This happens from time to time. Unfortunate.
Took me right back to the same.
Takes you right back to the same. Let me see your score real quick. You're at four. I'm going to kick you real quick. And then try and join back in. Go to that link I sent you and try to go in that way. But when you close it out, like do the whole like where you actually close, like completely close.
Swipe it away.
Yeah, swipe it away. Try that.
Yeah.
And then go back in the email that way. But while we're here.
Okay. Join. Q. Go. Okay.
Let's see if it lets you back in.
Yeah, I'm looking right. Got four answers.
Yeah, when it comes up, I'll read them all real quick. Okay. We got 10 sex positions for a falling 2,000-pound man, the deep state, sex with an ex, and time with the family. That would not be illegal in there. All right, let's start the next round. Lily is the next one to go, so we got a minute while she gets back. Even get you in. It's not asking me to let you in. It should okay. Pop up.
Yeah, no, everything looks normal now.
It didn't tell me you were in though. Oh, your score is still there. So we'll see.
Blank is the Canadian version of blank.
Oh, it's a two-carder.
Oh.
Are you in, Q?
I am in, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Okay, two-carders.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Hmm. I'm just going to go with these two. I'm not winning this hand, that's for sure. Welcome back, Lily. How was your pee?
Hammer to ball sack.
You're gonna go
speedily.
You okay? Yeah.
Those strange Canadians, huh?
You good, Lily?
I've got small lungs, so breathing comes difficult in general. Hammer to ball sack is the Canadian version of passive aggressively poking your crush on Facebook.
Can you even still poke people on Facebook? Is that still a thing? I don't know. I don't really use Facebook.
Did not make this easy for me. A big old wang is the Canadian version of fried chicken.
Steven! I'm sorry, Steven.
I'm sorry, Steven, man. Poor Steven.
A hug is the Canadian version of a savage beating.
That's just true. Canadians are so nice.
A creepy boob touch is the Canadian version of getting beat by a golden retriever in football. Getting sucked off by a Metroid to death is the Canadian version of being drafted. It's gotta go with that one.
Yes.
Bravo.
That was so well. Man, that was like, I had the two best cards. It was like, made sense too.
Right. Q, you can take the lead this round because Joey is the judge, so he cannot score a point. So if you score the point here,
okay.
We were having a nice, sexy time until we were interrupted by
ooh, wait, what card?
Oh, Lily, you froze.
No.
Oh, no, you're here. You're back.
Okay. You're back now. Okay. But what card what?
What card won the round when I was gone?
We had a whole freeze up, so we didn't play.
Aww.
Yeah, we were
the whole time you were gone, we didn't play.
I remember playing the card Family Time.
We were having a nice sexy time until we were interrupted by shouting free Ireland and went too fast. Putting Google yes. Tell him to slow down. I can't read him. We were having such a nice sexy time until we were interrupted by a witch hunt. We were interrupted by MILFs. I don't think that's interrupting anything. I think that just adds to sexy time. We were having a nice sexy time until we were interrupted by putting googly eyes on things. Again, not an interruption, just adding to sexy time. We were having a nice sexy time until we were interrupted by shouting Free Ireland and firing a gun into a crowd of people. That'll do it.
Mm.
We were having a nice sexy time until we were interrupted by a show that actually ends when it should, instead of going on for like 9 terrible seasons. A show that actually ends when it should instead. Okay, whatever. That card's stupid. I don't like it. I don't like it. Denise, are you back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard you're I don't like it.
Well, no, I just I was talking to you earlier and you weren't answering, so I was like, oh, she must have went on a potty break too. So putting googly eyes on things one, Q, you have now taken the lead. And you are one card away from winning, my friend. And Denise is the judge. Everybody's good on time. I know we're running over. We don't normally go this long, but this game is fun. It's also with this many people. I may have to put it down to 5 cards wins instead of 7. But by the way, next week, before Denise reads these, next week we are going to play the meme version of this. So instead of it being a card, it will be a meme, and you have to caption that meme.
Oh, cool.
All right, go ahead, Denise.
Relax, there's plenty of time for.
Callback joke. It's just like cummy jellyfish all over again. It's not even that funny, but it's a callback. I have to use it.
Dang it.
Relax, there's plenty of time for chickens. What were you going to say?
Nelson said he thought 7 points was a lot. I was going to tell him the game originally sets it to 12, and I had to lower it to 7. If we were sitting at 12, we'd be here till midnight.
Relax, there's plenty of time for prison, or tits down to your knees, or dumbass bitch disease, and sloppy seconds.
Dumbass bitch disease.
Oh,
we have a tie going into the game point. Joey won that one. Oh no, and Q can't win this round because he is the judge.
Wow. Okay.
You gotta not pick Joey's card.
Okay.
Or pick it and end the game. Either one.
I will only vote for someone with a platform focused on.
I'm going to hell for my card.
I will only vote for someone with a platform focused on.
I'm going to hell, and that's okay with me. Right, here we go.
I will only vote for someone with a platform focused on Drax, the Destroyer Shave Balls. With a platform focused on African missionary missionary position. A platform focused on deep fried Mars bars. Oh, that sounds kind of good. It sounds kind of really good.
Go to the fair. I'm sure it's there.
Okay. All right.
Like deep fried butter.
With a platform focused on something that looks like a crazy straw, but it's a penis. And a platform focused on plot holes. Okay.
Yay! I got
all right.
And the game continues. And I'm going to hell. Okay. Ew, and I'm the judge. Buy a sex swing along with blank. Come on. Oh, God. Oh, come on. Oh, there's so many things I can say right now, but I'm not going to. I'm going to be so nice. Oh, God. Okay. So I think next week we'll put it down to 5 instead of 7 for the meme one. I don't want to keep everybody well over our time. Okay. All right, show me the cards. Buy a sex swing along with... Oh, God, it's going to do that weird thing again. Okay, buy a sex swing along with the... Hold on, just give it a second. It's catching itself up. Buy a sex swing along with Sir Mix-a-Lot calling an ass Rump Ol' Smooskit. Buy a sex swing along with Hidden Valley Ranch. Buy a sex swing along with setting up a Kickstarter for an abortion. Oh my God.
Wow.
Buy a sex swing along with the fine line between self-control and self-abuse. Ooh, that's too real. Buy a sex swing along with the sad fact that the only one who puts their hands inside your underwear is you.
Wah, wah.
This might be who I think it is, but I gotta go with it. Oh, it's Denise. Oh, that puts Denise at 5 points. Who is the judge? Oh, it's Rochelle, so I gotta read it. Let's face it, no one's really doing blank over spring break. Ah, crap. I have crappy cards. All right, my cards suck. Let's go to random card. Sure, that card will work. Fine, whatever. I'm not winning this hand. Stupid.
Stupid.
Let's face it. No one's really doing blank over spring break. My spunk trumpet over spring break.
Mm. A new one.
No one is really doing a bad case of head crabs over spring break. I would hope not. No one is really doing dry humping over spring break. That's a lie.
That's a damn lie.
No one is really doing profiting off the misery of others over spring break. Again, a lie. No one's really doing jugsy girls doing spring break. Again, a lie. Dry humping wins it. Denise gets a point. There's now a 3-way tie going into game point. Hugh, Denise, and Joey can win. And with Lily as the judge, they all three have a chance right now.
Virtual reality lets players viscerally experience blank.
Oh, crap. I actually have three cards that are really good. Four cards. Crap. Oh, no. What do I do? Oh, my God. There's five cards. No. Oh, my God. I have five cards that would work so well. Oh, no. I'm just going to go with that one.
Virtual reality lets players viscerally experience the ratio between the quality of a blowjob and your willingness to accept a little vomit.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Someone has been sitting on that card waiting for the right moment, and this was it.
Give me a second. Virtual reality lets players viscerally experience a big, fat, rubbery one. A long-standing tradition of avoiding consequences. A dildo-shaped rocket filled with your loved one's ashes so he could return the favor to Buckley.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Awesome.
I freaking love this game.
Oh my God.
Virtual reality lets players viscerally experience all this shit.
Oh, all of that.
I honestly do not envy you having to choose right now.
These are all so good. If I play all this shit, do we agree that it means every single card that has been played, or does it just, you know, reference life in general?
No, I, existential crisis. You know what? I agree with you on that one. It's not my card, but I agree with you on that one.
Because they're all so good.
Yeah. It couldn't have come at a better time either. Like, all this shit being the last card was just perfect.
Oh my God. But who played what? I'm going with my first pick, number one.
Yes.
And that is it.
Oh, Joey won.
Yeah. Well done.
Joey wins. All right, hold on a second. I'm gonna switch back to the Zoom call here.
Who played all this shit?
That was me. I played all this shit.
Okay.
I just love that it was last, so it made sense.
It was so perfect.
Yeah, it was perfect. So the game would have ended if I picked that one anyway.
Yeah, either way it would have ended.
But Joey was killing it in the beginning, so it kind of makes sense that he would win.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was a whole lot of fun. We are all going to hell, but it's okay, because you're going to join us right along with us. Real quickly, final thoughts from everybody on What If, what we can expect, and how you thought the game went.
I really liked that I never heard this before. They called the Eye of Agamotto the Cradle of Temporal Singularity. That was cool. I appreciated that. That was neat.
I think one of the best things about Doctor Strange is all the big words.
Yeah.
It makes you feel so much smarter.
And the music trivia.
The hemispherectomy that she had mentioned earlier, like the first part of the episode, it's where a doctor severs half the brain from the other half. It was a nice way parallel to the splitting of Doctor Strange, you know, from one conscious to another, and that was really neat. And yeah, that's one of the examples of those really long words that make us feel smart after we looked up what the fuck it was.
Yeah. Lily?
from Benedict Cumberbatch's screams to the overall sound design effects, and the animation, the how grounded they were, and the grief and emotions of it all. I loved it. I loved this episode so much.
Yeah, it was very good. I will say that this is probably the most accurate looking character we've gotten thus far. It did look a lot like Benedict Cumberbatch. That being said, Benedict Cumberbatch does have a very unique and angular face, perfect for animation, so I guess that works out.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I did notice the slight reference to Lord of the Rings with the smog dragon coming out and him possessing that, so I thought that was cool. All in all, What If has been, it's been great. It's been building very well. Like we said with the first episode, it was just kind of there. It was a decent starter, but we just kind of like, eh, all right. But it's been building and building and building and doing a really good job. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. And I don't know what episode is next, but we will see. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our time. This has been Two Geeks and a Noob. Once again, we thank Lily for joining us. If Lily's able to come back next week.
Thanks, Lily. Game, that would be fun.
Yes.
Please join us. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'll be on standby.
All right. Perfect. as always, please like and subscribe. Comment down below. Hit that notification bell so you know every time we do post a video. We got some other ones coming up. I decided not to do that theory video just yet because I wanted to see what was coming up. And thanks to this episode, I have all new theories. So who knows what's going on. As always, follow us on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/2geeksandanoob. YouTube, you can search 2 Geeks and a Noob and you can find us there. Or search A Bearded Perspective. It's there as well. If you listen to our podcast, whether it be Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, whatever, just type in 2 Geeks and a Noob and you find us there as well. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. The Dirty Dozen episode 12. We thank you so very much, and we will see you guys next week.
God bless, especially after this episode. Bye. Yeah.
Go cleanse your souls.
Yeah.
I need it.
Especially after that game.
Oh my God.
Pray for Steven.
Go get some holy water out of the toilet. Pray for Steven the chicken.
Pray for Steven.
Poor Steven.
Poor Steven the chicken.
Good night, guys.
Good night.